All right. Well, first off, I'm going to make a little change in the program. I'm going to start doing this podcast every 2 weeks, starting next week. I'm not really counting this one I'm doing today as an episode. This is just a breaking news alert. So yeah, you will hear from me bi-weekly, or as Charlie Sheen would say, bi-winning. I win here, I win there. Now that we mention it, bi-weekly kind of sucks as a term. It's like bi-weekly, twice a week or once every 2 weeks. It gets a little confusing, so to make it absolutely clear, this podcast will air fortnightly. Fortnightly? Dude, what are you talking about? Well, a fortnight means 14 nights. So yeah, every 2 weeks. And I honestly can't believe I've managed to do an episode almost every week. I mean, the latest episodes have been so short, but I figure 2 weeks will give me more time to put things together. And yes, I likely will still write the fucking thing 2 days before I need to post it. But you know, maybe I'll change that up too. I'm in the middle of a plan right now where I'm making some changes, or attempting to, so wish me luck. Okay, quickly, if you like Korean action flicks, specifically one where like an ex-tough guy or ex-assassin is living a quiet, peaceful life, and a child, like a friend of a friend, or perhaps a daughter, gets kidnapped or is in trouble, and the badass guy has to become a badass again. Oh, God, forget it. That's like the storyline that I always love. A great example of this is the South Korean film The Man from Nowhere, previously mentioned, from 2010. Oh, my God, it's so good. But I recently watched the 2020 South Korean action revenge thriller called Deliver Us from Evil. Not to be confused with the kind of lame 2014 Deliver Us from Evil, directed by Black Phone's Scott Derrickson with Eric Bana. Kind of a horror possession exorcism thing. I saw that one in the theater, and there was like one other person there in the movie theater. Anyway, this 2020 Deliver Us from Evil is pretty great, but what's really touching is the acting from our anti-hero played by Hwang Jung-min. This guy has a bit of a rough face, mysterious, dangerous, but he's transfixing in this movie. The little girl in the film that he sets out to rescue is just incredibly sweet, and man, I just fell for this movie. If the plot sounds good to you in any way, please check it out. Other than that, I did see Mercy in the theater. Yes, I was one of the few. Me and Buckley went to see it. It's a futuristic cop whodunit set in a future where AI judges put people on trial for violent crimes. They're given like 90 minutes, perfect length for a movie, to try and solve their case and prove their innocence or seal their fate. And they're either released, if innocent, at the end of this 90 minutes, or they're executed on the spot if found guilty. It stars Chris Pratt, who has the unenviable job of basically sitting in a chair the whole fucking movie, sifting through evidence, trying to figure out who done it. And he's a bit of a drunk, so is it possible he did it?
Maybe. You'll just have to see.
Rebecca Ferguson plays the AI judge. The movie was directed by the good but not great Kazakh-Russian director Timur Bekmambetov. The movie got kind of mixed reviews, but man, Buckley and I had a blast. It's just a solid, stupid, loony B-movie. The plot is ridiculous. There's some weird acting and some truly horrendous casting. But it's that bad casting that at the same time is kind of fun. And Buckley and I laughed quite a bit at some of the acting. And Chris Pratt's cop partner uses some like weird flying motorcycle that when you see it in the air just looks ridiculous. Some of the film has a kind of vaguely RoboCop on the cheap feel visually, but I totally recommend it. It's silly and satisfying, kind of like that other great B-movie from 2023, Hypnotic, directed by Robert Rodriguez, starring Ben Affleck and William Fichtner. And yes, that movie was mentioned before. So anyway, that's a wrap on this week's episode. See you next week. But remember, it's strictly fortnightly after next week.